welcome. You are listening to Easy Sonic Listening on CKUT 90.3. And today, we have a very special show for you people. Are you ready for it? You know something, I know you're all worried about your pension funds, but today is the time for the financial crisis. Hello there, this is Kathy. I'm here with Caroline tonight, and we're going to talk about the financial meltdown. Oh my goodness. I don't know if you noticed out there, but the price of gas is down to 96 cents a liter. Canadian dollar dropping.
I didn't notice, actually, because I don't drive.
Yeah, I noticed because a bunch of cars tried to run me over as I was going by a gas station on Saint Laurent today. Yeah, so that's it. It's all over, people. Capitalism is gone. I'm sorry. I'm sorry for everyone out there who may be a multimillionaire who's losing money. Also to all the people with their pension funds drying up. But we've learned something.
So you really think capitalism is gone?
Well, I mean, capitalism does love these huge fluctuations, incredible. You know, it seems like every 2 years we have a gigantic crisis like this. But this one does seem a little bit especially gigantically big.
Mm-hmm. You don't believe the claims that we're going to be able to stabilize? You know, the governments are all organizing to stabilize the situation.
Mm-hmm. The whole thing's a pyramid scheme. It's all a house of cards. It's all just imaginary money. Sometimes it's invisible. Sometimes it's imaginary. And, yeah. Like, as an example, do you know how much money there is out there?
No, I don't, Kathy. Tell me how much money is out there.
Well,
by out there, meaning out there, like outside this building, basically, is what you're saying.
Yeah, pretty much. Like all the money you can see, all the money you can touch, all the money you find in your couch, that's like a tiny little bit of money out there. Like almost all the money out there is imaginary. It doesn't really exist. Or not imaginary, I should say it's invisible. It's just existing in databases. And then in the stock market, it's totally imaginary. So as an example of this, they lost $1 trillion on September 29th.
I don't even know how many zeros are contained in a trillion.
I think it's 12. I think it's 12 zeros.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 zeros?
Yeah. Do you think you can count up to a trillion in the next hour?
No.
Well, they did it in 6 minutes. They lost that $1 trillion in 6 minutes. It's amazing.
How exactly did they lose it?
Well, the amazing thing is that money was imaginary the whole time. It was just in the stock market. It just, you know, I don't know. Maybe if I play you a few clips from CBC News World, all will become clear.
Yeah, because you know,
understand.
I get all my information from CBC News World. I rely on them.
It's a very reputable source.
For my information.
One word to describe the emotions driving world markets today, and that is
collapse for a long time to come.
Complicated. Panic.
Incredible.
Global economic crisis.
Searingly painful.
Grim.
International economic slowdown.
Fear. Dramatic and unprecedented in speed and magnitude. Collapsing.
As some are describing, a tsunami set to head towards Europe and North America.
Relentless.
A lot of anxiety and uncertainty. And
frenzied sell-off. Panic. Fear. Relentless.
Irrational.
Runaway train. International economic
slowdown.
If this crisis continues, we're going to run out of adjectives.
History and development. People, places, some facts and fictions. Money today and a look at the future. Standard Life is pleased to present What is Money Anyway?
Money? Well, it's cash. You know, dollars and cents.
I haven't got a clue.
money is a way to buy the things you need. What you want. Money can buy happiness.
It's what I've got in my pocket at the end of a month's hard work. Nothing.
Well, you know, credit cards, checks, dollar bills, 25-cent pieces. You know, money.
My dear sir, money is the root of all evil.
That last saying comes from the Bible and expresses an ethic that became the theme of a popular song.
Money is indeed the most important thing in the world,
said George Bernard Shaw.
And that prolific writer and scholar Samuel Johnson pronounced,
no man but a blockhead ever wrote except for money.
He must have been a rich man.
Remember, the time is money,
said Benjamin Franklin. He must have had plenty of time on his hands.
And Francis Bacon took a down-to-earth approach when he said,
money is like muck, not good except it be spread around.
But I particularly like this definition from Currency and Credit, 1928.
Money is one of those concepts which, like a teaspoon or an umbrella, but unlike an earthquake or a buttercup, is definable primarily by the use or purpose which it serves.
Those pieces.
around the world.
Taipei was down, Shanghai was down, Sydney was down.
Hungary has also here in London, the FTSE index of the leading 100 companies.
The selling pressure in the morning was so intense that automatic trading curbs did kick in before the market opened for official trading.
Produces a lot of steel, and prices for steel have spiraled down recently.
The market there melted down by more than 10%.
Heather, the European markets are down again, as you just said, touching 5-year lows.
And so it then escalated throughout Asia and into Europe,
and that's why there was a fear overnight. So it's happening all around the world.
Taipei was down, Shanghai was down.
Hungary has also here in London, the FTSE index of the leading 100 companies.
The selling pressure in the morning was so intense that automatic trading curbs did kick in before the market opened for official trading.
Produces a lot of steel, and prices for steel have spiraled down recently.
The market there melted down by more than 10%.
Heather, the European markets are down again, as you just said, touching 5-year lows.
And so it then escalated throughout Asia and into Europe,
and that's why there was that fear overnight. So the economic roller coaster is ready for another downward spiral to a 5.5
year low. As you say, a 26 year low.
The lowest in 4 years.
Level since 1980.
And right now we're seeing that the Dow Jones Index down to drop 1.4%,
but it was down more than twice this early on
and
in 4 years.
Today at 7,100
and below the 9,000 mark for the first time in 4 years.
When the Asian economic bubble burst.
The TSX Composite now down 314 points.
One day loss of 8%
down around 140 points.
Billions of dollars. In loss. That's 80% off the record high set
the pound,
in 1989.
The Canadian dollar has suffered
sending
recently,
stock markets down so far, so fast.
The TSX is now down 27% on the stock market.
About
Canada's main index plunged today, down more than
8%. Cent and change to the Canadian dollar.
Down more than 8%.
Cent and change to the
Canadian dollar pound still trying to find bottom.
I hear that the global recession will be deeper and
today the rate is around $1.54.
Now, in times of fear, the U.S. dollar becomes the bomb shelter, and traders dump out
like
every other currency,
dollar,
including the
recently, as investors turn to the U.S. dollar and to the Japanese yen.
3 weeks ago, a million yen is worth about 9,500 Canadian dollars. Just now, I've just checked the number, it's now worth $13,959.
The loonie is being driven down by the dropping price of oil, which in turn is being forced lower by the fear of a global recession.
Silver was coined in Aegina about 750 BC, and the first coinage of gold is attributed to Croesus, king of Lydia, in the 6th century. Greek, Roman, and later European coins developed from these early prototypes. Minting techniques became more sophisticated, but essentially the basic concept didn't change. Precious metals form the basis of exchange, value, and stored wealth to the present day. The greatest store of gold in the world today lies 85 feet below ground at the Federal Reserve Bank in New York. Its estimated value is $13 billion, give or take a few pennies.
But there's something about gold. Its beauty, brilliance, even mysticism. According to Greek legend, Zeus, god of the gods, wooed Danae in a shower of gold. Their son Perseus is said to have carried a purse that would stretch or shrink to the exact size of whatever he carried in it. Rich or poor, Perseus always had a full purse. Or remember Midas, who turned everything to gold.
Throughout history, man has pursued gold in countless ways. The alchemists believed in the transmutation of crude metals to gold, and the legends and myths of the philosopher's stone straddle centuries. None met with success. In this atomic age, the transmutation of base metals into isotopes of gold is regarded as scientifically possible. For today's aspiring alchemists, the chemical symbol for gold is Au. Its atomic number is 79, and atomic weight is 197. The rest is up to you.
Of course, the less exotic way to make gold was to dig it out of the ground. It was Robert Henderson and George Carmack who first spotted gold in the Klondike one August afternoon in 1896. Dawson City became the largest Canadian city north of Winnipeg. The Dawson City barber made a humble
damned if you do, damned if you don't. Even then, Congress is going to take the black for whatever happens from America's worst financial crisis since the Great Depression. In acquiescing to a skeptical Main Street, Congress voted thumbs down on the Wall Street bailout package, leaving the country's, if not the world's, financial system exposed to further price declines in the U.S. housing market. Congress's rejection of the package reflects the still huge and growing chasm between Wall Street and Main Street. Notwithstanding the growing list of banking casualties in the U.S. and ballooning credit spreads, particularly for financial institutions themselves, Wall Street's crisis is yet to make a big splash on Main Street. To be sure, floating rate mortgages in the United States are up almost a full percentage point, and car loans are getting harder to come by. Leases for fuel pigs like SUVs are virtually Back to the Future. Revisiting 1982 auto sales. Almost 30 years after the last OPEC shock, U.S. vehicle demand seems no better able to ward off soaring pump prices than it was back then. While the 30% improvement in engine efficiency might suggest some protection from fuel costs, attendant changes in driving habits and in vehicle choices have left today's auto sales every bit as vulnerable to pump prices as they were during past oil shocks. The fuel efficiency paradox. The failure to translate fuel efficiency gains into actual fuel savings is coming back to haunt us. Vehicles are driven almost 30% more than they were back in the heydays of the OPEC shocks. That increase in annual mileage effectively offsets the improvements in engine efficiency. And the proliferation of SUVs and light trucks that up until now have absolutely dominated North American auto sales have left the average vehicle on the road as gas-guzzling as the ones that cruised the interstates in the 1970s and early 1980s. The dismal statistics speak for themselves. After averaging close to 17 million units over the first half of the decade, U.S. vehicle sales have recently plunged below 14 million for the first time since 1980. And the plunge is falling down as both weakening U.S. economy and the company's prospects point to further decline ahead. Within the next 2 years, vehicle sales are likely to crash below 12 million units, sinking to levels not seen since the early 1980s. Gasoline prices are falling.
$1 trillion in 6 minutes. $1 trillion
in 6 minutes. 6 minutes in 6 minutes. $1 trillion in 6 minutes.
In 1 second, they lost $2.77 billion. This is the sound of $2.77 billion being lost on the stock market. Sound of $1 billion.
This is the sound of oil burning.
I wonder how long it would take to burn $1 trillion.
Not really that long if you burn it in the form of oil, which you are about to hear.
I learned something about burning $1 trillion. I learned that the average dollar bill is, 73 thousandths of an inch tall. That means that to burn $1 trillion, if each bill was $1,000 bill, you would have to stack them up 11 kilometers tall.
Wow.
Yeah.
Let's have a moment of silence for that. Oil burning. There you have it. Oil burning and being actually, it doesn't sound like oil burning at all, does it? It sounds like oil bubbling. It's gonna start to burn though.
There it goes.
All that money up in flames.
Last time I played poker, I think I lost, like, whatever the buy-in was, I think it was, like, $6, something like that.
That's all? You've only ever lost $6?
Well, lost. Otherwise, it's, like, just spent it on, like...
It has to be made. Spent on things that weren't worthwhile.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. Like...
What is lost?
I don't know.
Yeah. Like, what about, like, lost in the couch or, like, lost in a taxi?
Oh, I found $100 under my door once. Well,
that's pretty good. That's a good one.
Wow.
What about you? What's the most amount of money?
I once lent someone like $60 and then they never returned it to me. So I think that counts as being lost.
Wow, so $66. Okay, that's not quite a trillion. But... we're getting there. What about you? What's the most amount of money ever lost?
I think the most I've ever lost is about £10 or something loose in my wallet. For the most I've nearly lost was £40, which I was I'd taken out. So I was going out for the evening. And
it's about music, yeah, about film, about musicians and filmmakers.
Creating together.
Come make a great short experimental film with the National Film Board of Canada. Are you a filmmaker or a musician?
I'm a singer.
Then come and show us what you've got. Are you ready to change what films about music can be? Then check out Making Music 3. The NFB in partnership with
Pop Montreal.
And in association with
Third Side Music.
The Montreal Film Group and CKUT will help you make a great film.
Go to nfb.ca.
Call us at 514-283-9318 or check out our Facebook group.
Making Music
with the NFB.
Yo, 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 the deadline is November 10th.
Getting the G.O.
with truckload.
And let's start it like this, sir. Rolling with this one and that one. Pulling out
back and forth.
But it was just a dream for the team. Was a beam. Started smoking moves and
stays.
And running up in gates. Doing this my high stakes.
Making my waves all by escape.
And no question I was speed. With cracks and weed. The combination made my eyes bleed. And no question I will flow on. Try to get the dough on. Sing it up.
White boys on ball court.
And my life got no better. Sweater. Times is rough, it's up like leather. I figured out I went the wrong route. So I got with some Cali type.
Let's get the way all out.
Catch your keys on cross seats. Rolling in PVs every week. We made 40 D. Hey yo, they get respect, ma. Big on the tech, ma.
Welcome back. We've been taken over by Main Street.
Wall Street is over.
Wall Street's over. Main Street is here during the financial meltdown.
And we actually have a financial expert from Main Street with us tonight, mm-hmm. I believe. I don't know. We're going to have to find out. Hello, hello.
Yeah, right here.
So hey. I'd like to introduce you to my friend, new friend. I met him recently while I was in New York City. Just taking some money out. I was just going to, you know, going to my bank machine, withdrawing some cash, and my bank card got stuck.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't get it out. I panicked. I was like, shit, what the hell? And, you know, this fine gentleman helped me.
Wow.
Get the card out and didn't even ask for anything in return, you know?
Wow. So
didn't even charge me.
That's amazing.
So this is Cast and Arrow. Hello, Mr. Arrow. Are you with us?
Yeah, I'm right here. I'm right here. Just first off the bat, don't tell a lot of people that I didn't charge you. That's not good for business.
Oh,
right?
I'm sorry. Yes.
So that was supposed to be our secret. That was supposed
to be. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, totally. You know, sometimes when you get on the air, you just your mouth starts flying off, and I do apologize for that.
All right, no problem.
So, but hopefully you're talking about business. That you have a lot of clients in the financial sector. Is that right?
Yes, I do. You know, I went from high-priced clients to some low-priced clients right now. I feel like, you know, I'm the banks in the sense that I owe a lot of money. I'm hoping some money comes in. I don't know when it's going to come in, but, you know, I'll figure it out as I go along.
Okay. So Do you want to maybe let us know how the financial meltdown, this huge international world, I'd like to emphasize.
Interplanetary
financial crisis is affecting your business, your investments and your transactions. How do you feel affected by it?
Well, number one, I never really believed in banks. I always used to put my money under my mattress. That's the best place. As of right now, I've officially moved because this is broadcasting worldwide, so everyone's going to know I keep my money under my mattress. So, you know, I'm no longer doing that after this interview.
Right. We will not be divulging your address on the air.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that. Yeah, but it just made everything smaller. So now, all of a sudden, it's like, you know, your money's not going overseas. It's staying right here. It's domestic, which helps me because I can track down if you owe me some money. Jerome, you owe me something. I'm going to be by his house next week. But, you know, that's how it works.
All right. Now, what could you tell us about money as a you know, now you're saying you don't believe in banks per se. Do you believe in money?
Oh, yeah, I believe in money. I believe in money. You know, money is that green that you put in your hand, put in your pocket. I like to hold it. I don't like to spend it, though. I hate to spend it.
And what about that money on the stock market that went missing? I mean, what about that money? Is that real money?
I mean, $1 trillion.
It's a lot of money, though. That's some big numbers. I would like to see that all in one place, if possible.
You need a really big bed.
To get that all under your mattress, sir.
And I wonder if it's real. But I mean, somebody's rich, so somebody was making money off of it. And if you can come up with $700 billion, damn. I mean, that's a big number. That's a really big number.
Have you ever defaulted on a loan? Like, you know, somebody, one of your business associates loans you money and then you are unable to pay them back? Like, you know, I'm sure you must give out a lot of loans to a lot of your clientele or whatever. And, you know, they don't pay you back on time. Has that ever happened to you?
Oh, yeah. I can tell you my first thing I learned is I graduated in 1983. I still haven't paid my student loan. So good luck getting that back. The whole point about a loan is that you really don't have to pay it back. I mean, they're going to tell you, they're going to harass you, you know, and here's a tip. If you ever get a phone call from a strange person, I was not about to pick up your call just now because I didn't recognize the number. Thought it might be, you know, some type of loan company or something. So I wasn't going to answer it at first. But then I started to realize, I thought, oh, yeah, I'm doing an interview today. So I picked up the phone. But other than that, I just don't answer my phone. Because if I owe you money, I'm not picking it up. And for the people that owe me money, I always call it blocked, always. That's how you catch someone off guard. Or you go to the best friend's house and you make the call from there.
And so when like these clients of yours, they don't pay you back right away, you know, you knock on the door and they're like pretending they're not there. Does Alan Greenspan from the Federal Reserve ever offer to give you $700 billion to cover those bad loans?
No, he hasn't as of yet. And Alan, if you're listening, I put the call in the email a couple weeks ago. And I wasn't looking for $700 billion, but I was good with, like, at least $50 billion. I was good. I would retire off of that. I would leave you alone after that. I would not have a problem. You would not hear from me. But I still haven't received a reply from Alan as of yet.
Wow.
Don't wait. Keep your fingers crossed.
Okay. I was wondering, maybe he had your wrong, like, phone number or something.
Yeah.
Like that.
I mean, are you sure he didn't call me? Because if you're not picking up your calls, you know.
Yeah, that might be true. And you know what? There was an AG that called. Or was it AIG that called? Because I did have some life insurance.
Maybe he texted you. You got to watch out. He could have texted you.
Yes. Yeah, Alan Greenspan is bailing out Main Street.
He's irresponsible, though. You know, he's one of those type of individuals that doesn't seem like he cares. You know what I mean? Like, so he may have called me or he may not have, but I'm under the impression that you might be right. He probably did call, so I'm going to give him a shout tomorrow.
Well, I heard that in this whole big financial crisis, they're all on about like liquidity and credit. So you're actually doing like a huge service to Alan and all of his friends by like giving out loans. You're lubricating the economy.
You give out loans.
Wow, did you say the word lubricating?
Yeah, man. There's a lot of
lubrication. Loans and lubrication.
Loans
at the same time.
And money and lubrication.
Right. is that the line of business you're in? I didn't really understand exactly what kind of business you did. I mean, you told me you were, you know, an expert in finances and business and...
Oh yeah.
But we didn't get into the details.
Man.
Yeah, you know, I like to call myself a jack of all trades. I'm, you know, I don't know if any of you guys watch TV, but I'm kind of like the old school equalizer. If there's a problem, I take care of it. Remember the British guy that used to come by and he'd solve everybody's problems?
Yeah.
Anyone remember that show? Is it just me? Mm-hmm. But yeah, I'm kind of like him. So if you have a problem, you need some money, you know, you come to me, and obviously I charge interest, you know. And as soon as I saw that the credit cards were charging 24%, I charge now 28%. I got to be competitive. You know how it is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I get that. That's good. Yeah. Well, you know, next time I need a loan or next time I need to lubricate the economy, I'll be giving you a call. How does that sound?
But how do you know he'll pick up?
Well, I'll text you.
Well, yeah, I'll probably pick up, but, you know.
But if he does,
I'm be honest,
you'll be getting some financial lubrication.
But here's what I got a special ring. Call me twice, drop the phone, and call me again. I'll pick up every time.
Hey, cool. I got it.
That's the secret. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, and then just to let you know, in response to the financial crisis that's taking place, my rates are going up to 40% now. So just to let you know. Yeah,
that
so,
seems fair.
Yeah, you know. Yeah, you know, I'm trying.
I mean,
you know,
hard times.
Yeah,
you know,
just trying to save the economy. That's what I'm looking out for.
You know, that's good. I respect that. I really respect that. Thank you. Thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us.
It's what I do. I like to think of myself as, you know, the utmost citizen. So, you know, when I see things going wrong with the economy, I spring into action to save people. That's what I do.
Yeah. Do you have a philosophy about, you know, where the money should go, where the money
in
should flow? Okay, all right. That's
in my pocket.
That's simple.
Yeah.
That's straightforward.
I mean, at the end of the day, somebody's got to suffer, but why should it be me? I mean, that's just how I look at it.
Yeah, that's good.
Okay. I mean, it's a philosophy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. In my pocket. It's a good philosophy.
Try it out. It works for me. Say it with me. In my pocket. Where should the money go? In my pocket.
In my pocket.
In my pocket.
Hey, we're getting it.
In my pocket economics. In my pocket.
It rhymes.
Economics.
Yeah.
Thank you.
It rhymes.
That's way better than Reaganomics. Way better.
In my pocket economics.
Way better.
Okay.
See, that was take it out of your pocket economics. I'm talking about in my pocket economics.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Well, thank you.
My pleasure.
Castanero, a Main Street financial expert.
Thank you.
Can we call you that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And I've survived. This is going to be my second recession that I plan on surviving.
Just you're second.
Okay. Wow. Oh, yeah. Second, yeah. Yeah. Okay. After the junk bonds in the 80s, you know, I had to do a lot of, you know, ducking and dodging, and I made it out. So I will survive this, too.
Yeah, I think you're supposed to invest in gold now. That's what they said. Everybody's investing in gold and Japanese yen. So if you have any Japanese yen out there.
Oh, yeah.
I put everything in bronze.
Oh, yeah. The yen's where it's at, man. It's all about the yen.
Oh, yeah?
The yen and the gold.
Yeah. Don't buy oil. Oil is going down. It's burning. Oil is burning right now. Don't be hoarding buckets of oil underneath your bed.
Just kind of greasy anyway.
I put everything in bronze, and then what I was going to do was go with the Chinese dollar. You said that's no good.
No. It's gold and Japanese.
Yeah.
That's the word on the street.
Yeah.
Gold, Japanese yen.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah,
from one expert
to
another.
And what about the Canadian dollar? You don't think that's a good idea now?
Sorry, what did you say?
The Canadian dollar. I heard it through the grapevine. That might be a good investment, no?
No, it's burning. It's going down. Same when oil goes down, the Canadian dollar goes down. So same as you should just be selling any oil you have underneath your bed. Get rid of those Canadian dollars. Just flee from the Canadian currency. Go to the American dollar, Japanese yen, and gold. It's all that can save us now.
Yeah, but
in that case, I got a quick update.
Yeah.
I'm now charging Canadian 50%.
Wow.
Okay, quick update.
Whoa.
I'm sorry.
I was lucky.
You're so lucky. That's the in-your-pocket economics, though. There you go.
Yeah. Thank you. In your pocket. Can't go wrong.
You can't go wrong with in-your-pocket, man. My pocket's pretty much empty, but, you know.
This is a fresh start for you.
Yeah, it is. I mean, what makes me feel really good, because I've lost a lot of money in my life, but I've never lost $1 trillion, so I feel like I'm on top of my game, really.
Yeah.
How can you lose $1 trillion?
I don't know.
That is the question of the hour.
Yeah, we don't know how they did it.
But we know what it sounds
like. I've lost $10, and that really ate me up a couple of days, but $1 trillion? Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. That's kind of crazy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Pretty crazy. And it's kind of weird because, I mean, that's the type of business I want to get into. You lose money and they pay you to lose the money. They bail you out. I mean, that's not bad. That's pretty good.
Do you want to hear the sound of $1 billion being lost?
Yes, I do.
It's pretty amazing. Like, since so they lost like $1 trillion in 6 minutes, so we figured out how long it would have taken them to lose $1 billion. So this is actually $2.77 billion. Okay, are you ready for it? Okay, this is how long it took them to lose that much money. Oh, here it goes again. That's it. It's over. $2.77 billion.
Did you hear that?
Here's another $2.7 billion. There it goes, just like that.
$2.77 billion.
Yeah, there's $1 gajillion. Here's $1 million. How good is your hearing? Is it really good?
It's okay. Yeah.
Okay, you're gonna really listen really closely. Okay, turn down any. Okay, ready? There, that was it.
I didn't hear that.
Well, you didn't hear that?
I didn't hear that either. Yeah.
No, it's gone again.
Oh my god.
That's like $5 billion. That's like $5 million.
That's how long it took.
Yeah.
Mm. All right. Well.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a lot of money gone right there.
Makes me want to cry.
It does make me want to cry.
You know something? It wasn't our money. It wasn't our money they lost.
Right. for the people, you know.
Yeah.
I like to cry for the people.
That's true.
That money does not deserve that type of treatment.
I know. You got to guard your money, man. You got to, like, you know, or at least, do something with it. Like, buy a lot of, like, sousaphones or something, or, like, I don't know what. Like, buy something.
Mm. I don't know. Something.
Yeah.
Something. Buy some weed or something.
Mm-hmm.
I could say that though, right?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, you could say what you want. You know, it's a free country still, yeah. You know.
Okay, that's fine.
Well,
like
we have a song we wanted to play for you.
Go ahead.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, here it goes.
So I guess we're gonna say goodbye.
Yeah, thanks a lot for talking to us.
It was a pleasure to meet you. And thank you for not charging me 50%.
Yeah.
And,
not a problem.
Yeah. Thank you for teaching me about in-your-pocket economics.
Yeah.
Thank you. It's going to sweep the nation. Remember that.
Yeah.
In-your-pocket economics.
So, that was Castanero from New York City.
Yeah, and you're listening to CKUT 90.3. This is the Financial Meltdown song. And this is the Financial Meltdown song's anthem. Are you ready? Here we go.
Getting a G.O.
with truck load.
And let's start it like this, sir. Rolling with this one and that one. Pulling out.
That's fun.
But it was just a dream. But it changed. Was a bean. Started smoking moves and
escape.
Been running up in gates. Doing this my high stakes.
Making my way for my escape.
And no question I was speed. With cracks and weed. The combination made my eyes bleed. And no question I will flow on. Trying to get the dough on. Sing it up.
White boys on board board.
And my life got no better. Times is rough, it's up like leather. I figured out I went the wrong route. So I got with some Cali type.
Let's get the way all out.
Get your keys across seas. Rolling in PVs every week. We made 40 V's. Hey yo, niggas respect my big ol' tech nine.
Move from
the gate now.
Cash rules everything around me. Green get the butters.
Downtown.
Bottles of beer on the wall. Take one down, pass it around. 999,998
This is the sound of hedge fund managers on the bus to financial hell.
Take one down, pass it around. 999,999,997 bottles of beer on the wall.
going to use it.
You need a bank loan of how much?
$21.80. So write down your bank loan first. The only problem with raw land is that you cannot rent it out.
Right.
You might be able to sell it. What if it becomes Hollywood? So
first, write your bank loan down.
The people who buy raw land in Hollywood territory are
Well, just before we sign off on the financial crisis, financial meltdown, global economic recession, whatever you want to call it, I want to play you...
Sounds of money disappearing.
Yeah, sounds of oil burning. I want to play you one last thing. This is Alan Greenspan, of whom we were talking, the man who was not texting...
Castanero.
Yeah, he didn't bail him out of his bad loans he was giving out. But apparently Mr. Greenspan, who is the president of the Federal Reserve or whatever in the U.S., longtime capitalist, 20 years, he's served under many different presidents. Anyway, he's finally admitted that capitalist ideology has not worked for him. And I thought you might enjoy this little clip of him owning up to a congressional hearing on what happened, why all these people and all their pensions have vaporized, why the price of gas is only 96 cents a liter now, why the Canadian dollar has fallen, 30% in that last 2 weeks or something like that. Here he is.
Greenspan himself admits his faith in the market economy has been shaken to the core.
Logic has left the markets?
I think so, yeah.
Another big chunk of that money has vanished. Another big chunk of that money has vanished. Another big chunk of that money has vanished.
They are now injecting cash. Nobody has seen this kind of volatility. We haven't. Nobody has experienced this. Nobody has seen this kind of volatility. We haven't. Nobody has experienced this.
Retired by the time this comes of cards falters. One standard of Poor's Let's hope we're all wealthy and retired by the time this House of Cards falters, broke one Standard & Poor's employee. Let's hope we're all wealthy and retired by the time this House of Cards falters.
Those of us who have looked to the self-interest of lending institutions to protect shareholders' equity, myself especially, are in a state of shocked disbelief.
Now, that sounds to me like you're saying that those who trusted the market to regulate itself, yourself included, made a serious mistake. In other words, you found that your view of the world, your ideology, was not right. It was not working.
Precisely. No, that's precisely the reason I was shocked, because I've been going for 40 years or more with very considerable evidence that it was working exceptionally well. I was shocked because I've been going... for 40 years or more with very considerable evidence that it was working exceptionally well. I was shocked because I've been going...
We're talking about wheels within wheels and spirals within spirals. We're talking about wheels within wheels.
Trading might have to be halted to control. This left investors trading might have to be halted today. And this left investors trading might have to be halted today to control. And this left investors trading might have to be halted today to control the sell-off.
Feel good, feel good.
I should do it. I should buy it.
It's been a gamble.
It costs $5,000.
Do you have $5,000?
It's the same gamble.
I'm not going to do that.
Okay. You need a bank loan of how much?
$3,000.
So write down your bank loan first.
The only problem with raw land is that you cannot rent it out. But you might be able to sell it. What if it becomes Hollywood?
So first write your bank loan down at the very bottom. Very, 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 very.
The people who bought raw land in Hollywood territory made billions.
And then under your bank loan payments, $300
a month. And then that adds to your total expenses.
$2,180. Store expenses.
So add $300.
That gets to change. It's a change to which we come back.
Reality breaks.
Over 4 packs next to the highway for sale.